Good evening to everyone who is watching us today. For our special gathering today, a common reading of the Zohar. And before we start reading, we will start a clip of Dr. Michael Lightman. We are in a special time right now, especially during the reading of the Zohar. We need to think about correction. So we would come in the correct form, in accordance with the times, so we could work on this, and so we would be brought to completeness, and so it would come out into the world. And this cloud will become the respect, and the problem is not that some kind of cloud fog comes over us and hides from us this upper force, but we are hiding it, we're hiding him, ourselves, with the screen of the restriction, with the return forming light, and this is how we rise above the cloud. Now, we will read Zohar Alam, Zohar for All, second volume, Bereshit 1, Let There Be a Firmament, item number
56.
The separation that we do at the end of the Sabbath is to separate forces that govern the weekdays from the Kedusha, which governs on the Sabbath. And at the end of the Sabbath, one side rises from the hell in the form of an evil eye that wishes to rule in the world when Israel say the verse, "You establish the work of our hands." Explanation. And there are two sides to the evil eye. The source of the whole of the Sitra Achra, right and left, as it is written, let a thousand fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right. It shall not approach you. The right of the evil eye is in the number 1,000, and the left is in the number 10,000. When meeting a person, their left is opposite the right of the person, and the right opposite the left of the person. As it is written, only with our eyes will you look, and you will see the recompense of the wicked. That is, when you look with your good eyes and distinguish between good and evil, you will see recompense of the wicked. And at the end of the Sabbath, the forces of judgment begin to rule in the world, and the left side of the evil eye rises, the 10,000 who wish to rule in the world when Israel say the verse, "You establish the work of our hands." It is so because the work of our hands is a holy covenant. Hence, when Israel say and establish upon us the work of our hands, the holy covenant in completeness, the left side of the evil eye awakens to cling to the holy covenant to corrupt it. It comes out of that degree of the Sitra Achra called left in regard to the number 10,000, and wishes to mingle in the seed of Israel through their grip to the holy covenant and rule over Israel to punish them. נבדלת מהם. Item 57, Israel, do an act of mitzvah with the myrtle and the wine and say the Havdalah, separation between Sabbath and weekdays, and the Sitra Achra parts from them. It is so because through the action and words of mitzvah, the intention of the heart awakens to know all the loathing and harm that are extended from the transgressions and all the life and goodness that are extended to those who do His will. This is the separation. Since then, they necessarily part from the Sitra Achra and cling to Kedusha. The Sitra Achra parts from Israel because according to the measure of acknowledgement of the harm in the bad way, so is the measure of removal of the evil from the man. That side becomes lower and comes to its place in Sheol, the netherworld, the place of Korah and his company. That is, he sinks in his origin and does not spread in the world. But since he is the left side, since he is the left side, he cannot be removed completely until the end of correction. This is why it is written about the right side, let 1,000 fall at your side. But in regard to the left, it does not right fall, but rather, and 10,000 of your right, it shall not approach you, since they will only be prevented from approaching, but will not be completely canceled before the end of correction. Likewise, here the Sitra Achra descends to her place in Sheol and is not completely canceled, similar to the verse, and they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol. But Korah and his company did not go down to hell before Israel parted from them, as Moses told them, separate yourselves from among this congregation. Here too, the Sitra Achra does not go down to hell at the end of the Sabbath. Before Israel, make the Havdalah with wine and myrtle and part from the Sitra Achra. Thus it has been explained that the Havdalah at the end of the Sabbath is also similar to the Havdalah of Korah.
58.
Separation Havdalah is always only in the second, which is the left line. For even the separation of the end of the Sabbath is also to separate the Sitra Achra, who extends from the left line. In the beginning of the dispute, when Gevurah and the anger that the left evoked in the dispute, before it was quieted in moderation, and hell was created in it, all those angels that slandered to their master above, the Creator, the middle line, were created. They slander his decision and lean toward the dominion of the left. For this reason, the fire burns them, and they burn. Similarly, the rest of the angels, all those who idle away with the sustenance and who burn in fire, all those come out because of the fire of the dispute in the beginning, which was on the second day. Likewise, Korah, too, fell down and was burned in hell, like those angels who burn in the river of fire. It is all in the manner they extend from the beginning of the dispute that was in the fire of anger. And said, God said, let there be a firmament. This means that he expanded expansion from one to another. We will stop and we will watch another clip of Rav. Nullification of the ego, of all the thoughts, all desires that are individual, all relations that existed before, everything that happens now, all programs, all goals, all expectations, complete nullification. This is what doesn't exist and what never was and never will be. So what is in me, that spark, that drop, that doesn't belong to me either, but from the upper one, it comes from there. And I nullify, cancel myself to the point that this drop that from which I will start to develop, this will be a drop of light, which doesn't belong, is associated with me. This is hard, very hard to imagine and conceptualize. But the entrance to this spirituality is through the situation when a person comes, when he completely, completely neutralizes himself. And then what goes through from bottom upward, it's that spark that that's not associated with myself. So here there's work that's called the work of nullification. And after the machzon, there's work with this work starts, which we start to, regardless of what was before, Machzon, Machzon was the time of preparation, and it starts to grow from there. And this whole growth from second to second, from moment, each moment, from more nullification, and higher and higher, and even above nullification. Above nullification, this work of Aviyut, which is for the other, for the sake of the other, which is so much more than just to cancel yourself, but it's even more to relate yourself, your myself to the other, to the that's close to me. So the work above hatred is, we'll come to it. This is what we talked about yesterday. This is right now. We must learn this dispersed state really well. How we are in this transition. And think about this. Think about this during the reading. And what does it mean to be completely nullified? And that's with the light returning us to back to the source. Item 59. And God said, let there be a firmament. This means that he expanded expansion from one to the other. That the lower water expanded and divided from the upper water, and the upper water expanded and divided from the lower water through the firmament. Bina is called water. Kahab Tum in the general water of Bina are the five letters Elohim. Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem. Let there be a firmament means that the firmament will come in the middle of the water, in the middle of the five letters Elohim, under the two letters Aleph Lamed, the two letters Aleph Lamed of Elohim.
Keter v'chokhma.
Keter Chokhmah would spread from the firmament upward in the upper water, Hasadim, and the three letters He Yud Mem of Elohim, Bina,
Bina, Tum, Itpashtu Lemata Me'arakia, B'Maim,
Bina and Tiferet Malchut would spread downward from the firmament in the lower water. Two letters, Aleph Lamed of Elohim, from the firmament and above are the right part. Aleph Lamed indicates the name of the Hesed, which is on the right. The name Great God expanded and parted from the waters of Bina. That is because the firmament, the name Great God, expanded there from the firmament and above. It parted from the rest of the water from the three letters He, Yud, Mem, and complete the name El. So the upper water and lower water would mingle in one another through that expansion. In other words, by that the letters Aleph Lamed from the firmament and above parted, and the letters He, Yud, Mem are from the firmament and below, so that the name El Hesed will receive additional completeness. At that time, the letters Aleph Lamed will reconnect to the letters He, Yud, Mem to be included in one name Elohim. The reason that it calls the two letters Aleph Lamed of Elohim by the name Great God is because they are from Bina, who is always considered Gar, implied in the name Great. Likewise, the Zohar calls the three letters He, Yud, Mem of Elohim Great for the above said reason.
V'itpashet Hashem Aleph Lamed me'Elokim.
The name El Aleph Lamed expanded from Elohim, leaving the three letters He, Yud, Mem. These He, Yud, Mem,
Yud, Mem, K,
expanded down from the firmament and became lower water, Yud, Mem, He. That is, the letters He, Yud, Mem of Elohim that were previously connected to Bina in Great God and were upper water, now, through the firmament that was made in the middle of the water, these He, Yud, Mem were pushed and spread to the degree below them, zone, where they became lower water, like the degree of zone. At that time, they lost the combination of He, Yud, Mem, and were inverted into the combination Yud, Mem, He. This is the expansion that expanded in the second one, when they expanded from the combination He, Yud, Mem, into the combination Yud, Mem, He.
Yud, Mem, He.
The upper water are He, Yud, Mem. As it is written, that sea, in Hebrew, Yam, Yud, He, Mem, is great and wide. Thus the sea is the upper water, since great indicates Bina, who is always Gar. If the letters are reversed, Yud, Mem, He, in Hebrew, Yamah, small c, it indicates that they are lower water. When the letters Yud, Mem, He were established, rising above the firmament once more, connecting with the name Great God and returning to the combination, that c is great, that everything El and that sea become one whole, one name, Elohim. And that name Elohim expanded in three places in the three dots Olam, Hirik, Shuruk.
60. Maim Elyonim
Item 60. Upper waters are males, lower waters are females. Initially, before they were corrected, the upper and lower waters were mixed together until they were corrected and parted from one another to distinguish about them that these are upper waters, those are lower waters, and to recognize that this is the name Elohim, Binah. That is the name Adni, Malchut. This is the first hay of Havayah, Binah, and that is the bottom hay of Havayah, Malchut. Commentary. Waters are the ten sefirot of Binah. It is so because the ten sefirot are Chokhmah and are called lights. And the ten sefirot of Binah are called water. In the verse, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. The firmament came and was placed in the middle of the water under the letters Aleph Lamed of Elohim. Keter Chokhmah. Because of it, the three letters He Yod Mem of Elohim, Binah, and Tiferet Malchut fell to the degree below Binah, to Zon, and the He Yod Mem of Binah mingled with the Nukva of Zerafin and became lower water, Yod Mem He, like the Nukva of Zerafin. Who is called Yama.
Venasu Maim Tachtonim Yud Mem Kei. Kmo Anukva de Zeranpin, Anikret Yud Mem Kei. Ubetchila Ayu Meoravi Maim Elyonim Vetachtonim Yachad.
Initially, the upper and lower waters were mixed together. Prior to the correction, the He Yud Mem of Elohim, the upper male waters were mixed with the Nukva of Zeranpin, Yud Mem He, the lower female waters. Then they were corrected once more, meaning that the letters He Yud Mem were parted from Zerampin once again, rose up from the firmament and connected with the letters Aleph Lamed of Elohim, mingled in a single name Elohim. Then the upper water, He Yud Mem, parted from the lower water, Yud Mem He, and it was recognized that the He Yud Mem are from the name Elohim, and the Nukva of Zeranpin is the name Adni. It was also recognized that the letters He Yud Mem are from the first He Binah, and Nukva of Zeranpin is the bottom He Malchut. Then it is written about them, and God made the firmament. This expansion took the name Elohim, God, meaning that the verse, and God made, indicates that the expansion of the He Yud Mem returned to Aleph Lamed and together became the name Elohim and upper water, since Elohim is upper water and the name Adni, Nukva of Zeranpin, is the lower water.
Ve'yas
made implies correction and the end of the work, since now the diminution was established. Since now the diminution was re-established, having been formed in the verse, let there be a firmament. Also the verse, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, indicates the beginning of the dispute when the letters He, Yud, Mem of Bilah fell to Zon and became the lower water, Yud Mem He. And the verse, "And God made the firmament," speaks of the end of the dispute at the time of correction, when the letters Hey Yud Mem return to their degree and connect with the great God in Binah, becoming the name Elohim. Thus the letters Hey Yud Mem were recognized as the upper water, and only the name Adni, which is the Nukva, remained for the lower water. And yet, because the waters are males, and that they are Hey Yud Mem, they were complemented through female waters, which are the Nukva of Zeranten. For this reason, the name Elohim of Binah expanded to the female waters too, and the Zon received the same Mohin of Elohim as well.
אותם המוכן של אלוקים. אז אנחנו נעצור כאן.
And now we will stop here and we'll watch another clip of Rav.
העיקר בשבילנו זה להתפלל, זאת אומרת לבקש.
When we read, the main thing for us is to pray, to beg for correction, to expect correction as much as we aspire to each other, to be together. We wait and expect what the upper force will give us, this opportunity to connect, and we need to feel that we are trying but we can't, unable, and then from this pressure, we need to expect the upper force to give us the opportunity to connect from one side, but from the other, as we're reading what is written, we need to try very hard to go through these stages of our unity. It's not the desert, it's not the temple of what's being talked about here, but our interconnection, more and more efforts and forces in the ten. And this way we will process, understand everything. This is all that's being talked about, is all the forces that we put into our ten, and we will end on this, and we will meet again on Sunday.